Governor Walker spoke at a National School Choice Week rally in Milwaukee and later filled in more blanks for reporters about how his state budget proposal may try to expand taxpayer-funded school vouchers.
What we're really doing is trying to provide as many families as possible, knowing this isn't going to happen all at once, but as many families as possible, a viable alternative if they've got a failing school within their community. Knowing that in the years past there's been a lot of focus in Milwaukee, but there are other schools and other districts that have their challenges, and we want to provide an opportunity for families to have another choice in that situation.
Walker says he and others are still working on ways to assess different types of schools. Milwaukee Public Schools Superintendent Gregory Thornton says the governor should make sure that any new voucher schools are high quality and not cut money for public education.
If we were to move this initiative forward, you got to take a look at quality and take a look at the program design. Certainly options are good, but they can never be at the expense of the traditional public schools.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett also wants Walker's budget to fully fund public education first and to fix a funding flaw in the Milwaukee voucher program that penalizes city property taxpayers.
What I'm seeing is I'm seeing a growing coalition from the school system itself. I think businesses are understanding it more.
The school choice rally was supposed to be part of a whistle-stop train tour, but the train broke down in Chicago and never reached Wisconsin. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.